It's Film Week on 89.3 KPECC. I'm Larry Mantle. One of the most eagerly anticipated film events each year in Southern California is the Turner Classic Movies Classic Film Festival. But this year, of course, TCM is not able to hold its typical film festival in the heart of Hollywood. But instead, it's bringing the festival to all of its viewers on TCM. Joining us to talk about the festival, which began Thursday evening, is Turner Classic Movies host Ben Mankiewicz, as well as his fellow host Dave Karger, who's also a special correspondent for IMDb, the Internet Movie Database. Ben and Dave, great to have you both with us on Film Week today. Ben, let me start with you about the idea of bringing the film festival into viewers' living rooms. How did that originate?
Well, it saddened all of us to have to cancel the festival. You know, we were experiencing what millions of people have experienced across the country, sort of the cessation of important social, meaningful events, right? And we worked very hard to plan for this festival. It started in 2010 as a way to reach out and connect with our fans, who are unlike the fans of any other channel on television. There's just no question that that's true. There's a loyalty to us rather than necessarily the movies. So we sort of, when we canceled that, I had to write the on-air note and then broadcast it that we were canceling the festival, and I got very emotional, and I think that reflected what the executives felt, everybody who works at this channel. So immediately, the Charlie Tavish, our head of programming, Paul Jagnon, our general manager, Genevieve McGillicuddy, who runs the festival, got their heads together and thought, how can we do something? Because we recognize that while we're look, there are doctors and nurses and scientists and researchers and postal workers and grocery store workers who are really out there risking themselves so that we can maintain some semblance of life. We're not like them. But these movies do matter to our audience, and we should do something to connect with them, to foster the sense of community that we have. And they came up with this idea, which is clearly, as I've been working on it, as Dave has for the last 10 days, it's been a great idea, and the response has been wonderful.
Well, and Dave, one of the aspects of this aren't just a great series of classic films, which we'll talk about, but some of the real interview highlights of previous years. Now, Thursday night you showed, so it's too late for people to catch, we're listening to this broadcast, but Luis Rainer, live from the 2011 festival. I think I've seen that interview two or three times. It's just, she's 100 years old. And it's just remarkable, her energy, her sense of history of Hollywood, and particularly women in cinema. And it's great you can pull out some of these interview gems from the vaults.
Well, and that's the pleasure for all of us who work at TCM, is to encounter these people. Eva Marie Saint usually comes by the festival and is always a pleasure. I am definitely going to be watching Ben's interview with Faye Dunaway, which took place a couple of years ago, and that's airing right before we show Network. She is so fascinating, so I can't wait to see that.
Yeah.
Never seen that. But that's the pleasure of it for us, is to meet all of these people, Juliette Mills and James Ivory and Piper Laurie was set to come this year. But as you said, that is the nice thing, is that there is this backlog, treasure trove of interviews that Robert Osborne has done, that Ben has done, that are going to air as part of this stay-at-home festival.
Well, you mentioned Network and the Faye Dunaway interview Ben did with her that's going to precede it. I think that's coming up on Saturday night, if I'm not mistaken, 8:45 Eastern Time, 5:45 Pacific. But let's go back and listen to a clip from Network, one of my favorite films, the great Patty Chayefsky screenplay, a parody of network television, which proved rather prescient. Faye Dunaway, William Holden, Peter Finch, who won the Oscar for his performance, who delivers one of the most quoted lines in cinema history.
I don't want you to protest. I don't want you to ride. I don't want you to write to your congressman, because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crime in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. Damn it! My life has value! So, I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
Ben, interviewing Faye Dunaway about that and other classic films in which she starred, that must have been a great experience.
Oh, it's been the, you know, I mean, there's so many highlights of working at TCM, but that's definitely in the top tier. And as you say, network for out here in Southern California, 5:45 Saturday night. And then the interview with Faye will precede it at 4:45. You know, the interview was about 2 hours, and then we turned it into an hour-long television special. That's what we'll have. The Robert's interview with Eva Marie Saint, who Dave mentioned, is also on the schedule. I have another interview with Norman Lloyd. Now, you mentioned Louise Reiner, and who was 100 when she did the interview. Norman is currently 105 years old and alive and well in Brentwood, California, where he lives. And he's become a great friend of mine, and so is Eva Marie. And that has been just a delight. You prepare for these interviews, you work hard, and then you connect with these people. It's incredibly meaningful. I mean, I recognize the privilege that this job has given me to be able to call Norman Lloyd and check on him and make sure he's doing okay.
Wow.
And just real quick, I want to mention that these are our people. So when a guy like Norman Lloyd, who was 101, I think, when we did this, maybe 100, when he comes out on stage. Now, Norman Lloyd was in a Saboteur. He's the wonderful actor who falls off the Statue of Liberty toward the end of Saboteur. Then became a director and a producer on television for Hitchcock. And he's a wonderful actor, Saint Elsewhere, many people know him from. When Norman comes out on stage, but he's a character actor, and when he comes out on stage at a TCM festival, you get, and you know, whatever the theater size is, there is this cacophonous roar as if it's Judy Garland.
I knew what you were going to say, because TCM, those of us that love TCM, we'd know who he is, and we would applaud like that.
So it's really, that's a great, great, great experience. And there are a couple other things that I just, because you mentioned Louise, and if you didn't catch it last night, you missed it. But I did a conversation that we've put on social media that you'll be able to find with Genevieve McGillicuddy, our festival director, who'll give you a behind the scenes of everything that went on that night trying to get Louise at 100 plus years old to first fly from London to Los Angeles and then get on and have a conversation with Robert Osborne and not have her hearing aids. It's a wonderful, wonderful story. And I had a wonderful conversation with Eva Marie Saint that we have put yesterday that we've also put up online.
Is there anyone more charming than Eva Marie Saint? I've also had the pleasure to have her on the show, and just a delightful person.
Yep.
Absolutely. We're talking with Ben Mankiewicz and Dave Karger. I'm sure you recognize their voices if you're a regular viewer of TCM, Turner Classic Movies. We're talking about the Classic Film Festival that TCM does in Hollywood every year. Become a hugely popular event. Thousands of people come out to the Chinese Theater and venues there at the Chinese for the TCM Festival, the Hollywood Roosevelt Hotel, and everything right there in the center of the movie town. But of course, because of COVID-19, now the festival has moved to TCM itself. And Ben, are the films also available on the TCM app as well?
Many of them are. As I'm sure people familiar with the business know, securing the rights to show the movie on air is different than securing the rights to stream a movie on the Watch TCM app, which is a fantastic app. And it frustrates people sometimes to think, oh, well, I missed a movie on the air. I'll just watch it on I'll just stream it on the app. But sometimes somebody else has the streaming rights to that movie, and we're not able to do that. But many of them will be on the Watch TCM app. And as you'll see, there's always, you know, 100 wonderful movies on the app, many of which had aired earlier on TCM.
We'll talk about some of the other classics that are part of TCM Classic Film Festival Special Home Edition, kicked off Thursday night and runs through this Sunday on TCM Turner Classic Movies. We'll talk about other great films like Alfred Hitchcock's The Lady Vanishes from 1938 and the silent classic The Passion of Joan of Arc of 1928. You're listening to Film Week on 89.3 KPCC. So good to have you with us on Film Week. I'm Larry Mantle. If you're a fan of classic film, you don't want to miss TCM's Classic Film Festival. Not actually on Hollywood Boulevard this year, but instead on TCM with a special home edition going through this Sunday. It includes some of the great interviews over the course of previous years at the Hollywood event, as well as classic films hosted by Ben Mankiewicz, who joins us, by Dave Karger, who's with us as well, and TCM's other terrific hosts. Let's talk about some of the other films that are going to be shown, including The Passion of Joan of Arc, a silent film. And you had this with live orchestra back in 2016. I don't know, Dave, can you tell us a bit about that?
Absolutely. The silent films, I'm a huge silent film fan. We actually have a new host, Jacqueline Stewart, who's our new host of Silent Sunday Nights as well, who's absolutely fabulous. But one of the highlights for me of the TCM Classic Film Festival is that most years they do have a silent film presented with live orchestra. Last year we showed A Woman of Affairs, and actually one of the musicians was the grandson of John Gilbert, the star of the movie. I love The Passion of Joan of Arc, the performance of Maria Falconetti, just it's all in her face, and it's some of the most mesmerizing acting I've ever seen. Some people consider it one of, you know, the top 10 or so best screen performances, full stop. So that's what I'm looking forward to. I'm glad we're showing that. We showed Metropolis, Safety Last, another great silent film, Harold Lloyd, who actually I dressed up as for Halloween on the cruise this past fall, with the help of our fantastic TCM stylist, Holly Hattesty, and some black lipstick. But yeah, so I'm happy that those kind of films and some great pre-code movies are in there, along with some of what I would call the greatest hits of TCM, like North by Northwest and Casablanca and Deliverance and things like that. It's a really great lineup that Charlie Tabish, our head programmer, and his team put together, along with the kind of live event interviews that are sprinkled in there, too.
The penultimate film as part of the on-air festival is late Sunday night, 10:45 Pacific, 1:45 a.m. for those getting the East Coast feed. I'm not familiar with this film that apparently was recently restored, Bartolus the Magnificent from 1926. Dave, what can you tell us about that?
Just that it also has John Gilbert in it, who is this great actor who, you know, had a little bit of a trouble with the transition from silent to sound, although he was so handsome. And the director, King Vidor, obviously a very prolific director of the time, that's one that I'm going to set my DVR for because it's one I've never seen. So, and as I mentioned, I love the silent film. So that's the great thing about it, as I mentioned, that there's not all of the movies are ones that everyone has seen. There's some discoveries in there for even the hardcore fan as well.
Alfred Hitchcock's The Lady Vanishes, one of his early British films, 1938. And back in 2013, Norman Lloyd was in attendance for that, Ben?
Yeah, I mean, Norman has been a regular at the festival, and nobody knows Hitchcock like Norman. And not only did Hitchcock give Norman a role in Saboteur, which, by the way, Norman had moved back to New York and then landed that his first picture. But if he'd stayed in Los Angeles, he was part of the Mercury Theater crowd that came out to Los Angeles with Orson Welles. There's an excellent chance that Norman would have been in Citizen Kane if he'd stayed in L.A. So instead of working for Welles in L.A., he went back to New York and worked with Hitchcock. It was going to work out either way for Norman. Norman, you know, is a guy who in the middle of a conversation, first, his memory is amazing. And he'll be talking to you about a lunch he had with Bertolt Brecht and Charlie Chaplin in 1944. And then he'll get irritated because he can't remember the name of the restaurant. And you're like, Norman, the restaurant's been closed for 60 years. You're missing the point. Back to Chaplin and Bertolt Brecht.
Well, that's why he's so cognitively together as a centenarian. Clearly, he's exercising that memory constantly. To be screened, Babyface from 1933. That's a pre-Hays Code film, isn't it, Ben?
Yeah, that's right. That's one of the best pre-code films. The production code just had been around. for about 4 years, but it didn't start flexing its muscle until 1934. So these movies, these sound movies, like between 1930 and 1934, are far racier than most people expect from Hollywood studio films. You know, man and woman might actually sleep in the same bed, you know, crazy stuff like that. Women were frequently far more empowered in these early movies than they were in the sort of domestic roles that they were so often reduced to in so many pictures for the next, you know, 50 years. So Babyface with the great Barbara Stanwyck is one of those movies, a woman who literally sleeps her way to the top of a bank. But she is the driver of this. These are her decisions. She destroys essentially the men who she comes into contact with. These are her choices, her power. And it's a terrific, terrific movie where you can, by the way, catch one of her conquests is a young John Wayne.
That's right. I'd forgotten about that. It's such a great performance Stanwyck gives in Babyface. That's at 9:15 on Sunday night, the final night of the special home edition of the TCM Classic Film Festival 2020 for East Coast Feed. That's 12:15 a.m., appropriately late for Babyface. It's funny, I caught Norman Lloyd with a performance, and I've forgotten. It was a noir film, pre-code, where... And I can't remember if it was Lloyd's character, but someone actually flipped someone off in the film. I thought definitely pre-Hays Code to see that.
Totally. If that happened in a movie.
Yeah. It was on TCM, actually. That's so funny. We're talking with Ben Mankiewicz, who's, of course, hosts Turner Classic Movies, and Dave Karger, fellow host Turner Classic Movies, and special correspondent for IMDb, the Internet Movie Database. We're talking earlier about Orson Welles, Mercury Theater, and Magnificent Amberson sometimes gets a bit overlooked in the shadow of Citizen Kane, but Ben, important, of course, to talk about Amberson's just a gem of a film.
Yeah, it's quite good. It holds up really well, and of course, we've lost Welles's cut of it, which was longer. When he was out of the country, it was chopped up by the studio. But that said, it's still quite good. And joining us Saturday night for both Casablanca, I think at 8 o'clock Eastern, so 5 out here, and then followed by Amberson's, is Peter Bogdanovich, the wonderful director, who, by the way, going back to King Vidor, once called me because to show you just how even deeply knowledgeable film fans discover something, he saw the King Vidor film The Crowd on TCM and called just to say that he hadn't seen it and he was blown away. So, but Peter will join us, and nobody can talk about Orson Welles quite like Peter Bogdanovich. Welles lived with Peter and Sybil Shepherd for 3 years, off and on for 3 years, during which their friendship blossomed and then fell apart. And Peter also shares his thoughts on Casablanca, which are wonderfully funny. And our first ever TCM podcast is called The Plot Thickens. I'm still Peter Bogdanovich. That will be available April 28th, so, you know, in a week from Tuesday. And we'll have a clip from the podcast where Peter talks about Amberson's and watching Amberson's in the 1970s in a hotel with Orson Welles.
Oh, my God.
His reaction. It's an amazing, amazing story.
Oh, I've got to hear that. Ben Mankiewicz, Dave Karger, TCM. Thank you both for being with us and talking about the TCM Classic Film Festival. It's underway now. Thursday night's when it kicked off. It goes through late Sunday night. The special home edition, which takes the place of this year's in-person TCM Classic Film Festival in Hollywood. Hopefully it returns to Hollywood Boulevard in 2021. From all of us at Film Week, have a wonderful weekend. Thanks for joining us.